Okay, reading from the Brihadbhagavatamrita, chapter 7, text 104-105. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shodasanam Sahasanam. Shashatanam Madaptaye Krita Katyayani Puja Pratanam Gopayo Shitam Vidarshanadi Vasuyam Kinchit Swasta Yatumana Tavatya Eva Yuyam Vai Maya Daita Vivahita. Some 16,100 gopis had with vows worshipped Katyayani to obtain me, to bring my mind somewhat to peace by seeing a likeness of them. I married the same number of you queens here in Dwarka. Of the young gopis in Vraja, 16,000 attained Krishna's intimate association. The Mathura Mahatya states, Gopya Gayanti Nityanti, 16,000 gopis were singing and dancing. The present verse specifies the number of those most fortunate gopis as 16,100, although the word cha implies that there were actually more. All the gopis were extremely attracted to Sri Krishna, but only some of them earned Krishna's complete satisfaction by undergoing the Katyayani Vrata to obtain him as their husband. These were the gopis who most zealously wanted Krishna as their own. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.22.4 records their prayer. Each of the young, quote, Manari gopi girls performed her worship while chanting the following mantra. O goddess Katyayani, great potency of the Lord, O possessor of great mystic power, mighty controller of all, please make the son of Nanda Maharaj my husband. I offer my obeisances unto you, end quote. No one can match the gopis' attractive sway over Krishna, but Krishna accepts his queens as substitutes in his pastimes at Dwarka. The principal queens of Dwarka are in fact direct expansions of the principal gopis. Om Jnana Timaram Nasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshur Namatam Yena Asmai Sri Gurave Namah Vairagya Yug Bhakti Rasam Prayatnai Apayam Mamana Bipsamandam Kripambuhiya Paraduka Duki. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siadvaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from the Sand Falls, and it's been a wonderful weekend. Yesterday morning, His Holiness Srila Radhanath Swami and Professor Bryant, they came up here for the weekend, and Raghunath has a teacher training, and it's an amazing thing to see the teacher training. I mean, I don't know how it happens, but the people become devotees, and they're very, really nice people, a lot of people from the city, established people, and it was just amazing being with the people, and then we went to the program last night. There are about 60 people, and really got to give credit to Sachi Sutan Kaylee Lilita. Just the idea of devotees not being isolated from a community, but being part of the community and a respected part of the community. And that's kind of a Varnashram thing in one sense. But it's a very respected part of the community up here. I'm just seeing that, how many people just regularly come to functions like this. And so many people came up to me to give me their names and contact them. It was just very, very edifying. And so this morning, we were just all chanting Japa together, and it was just kind of hard to get away. Really nice. If any of you in the city, I'm giving class on Jivan Mukti, a prominent yoga center in the middle of, I think it's in Union Square on Tuesday, so I'll kind of be in the city. And on the 30th, our Sangha members, Brajaradhe and Gobindan Bhakta, I'm going to be doing a program at their house. I'm very much looking forward to that a lot. So this is the part where Krishna is explaining to Satyabhama why he's so attached to the gopis, which is something that Satyabhama was privy to. And she was upset because she was one of his queens in Dwarka. It seems that that's kind of natural, although the other queens in another mood had a different type of love that allowed them to just be happy to see the heart of their husband in full blossom in relationship with the gopis. And then Krishna becomes a little upset, so he's going to explain to Satyabhama. And Gail brought up the problems with this. Because one of the relationships that you can have with Krishna is you can be the wife of Krishna. It even describes that even Krishna devotees, if they don't practice in the mood of spontaneous devotion, Ragmarg, then they enter into a part of Goloka Vrindavan called Sweta Dweep, where they can be married to Krishna. So it's a legitimate aspiration, a legitimate relationship. And if you're the mother of Krishna, it's not that you're disadvantaged or you feel I should be a gopi and Krishna just fully loves his mother and never tells his mother, well, actually, mother, it's someone I love more than you and you're nothing. It's disturbing. Well, when he's with the friends, you know, he doesn't say, well, actually, you're the second class friends, and I'm just with you because I did it out of obligation. Okay, he's telling Satyabhama, this is horrible, Gail. You know, that, it's just because, not that I have any particular attachment to you, Paul, not that I have any particular attachment to you all, but I had to marry you because, you know, I'm compassionate, and Rukmini would commit suicide if I didn't. It wasn't a special ecstasy here. I'm not pursuing the pleasure of my heart. And, I just destroyed the pride of the wicked queens and carried her off. And when I saw Rukmini, I thought of the gopis. And this, you know, and then and this increased my separation for the gopis, not for the queens. You girls are not. Watch. because you have a kind of obligation and formality, because I'm the king, I'm your pati, I'm your husband, you have to bow down. They don't have to bow down. It's against their social, and they go against everything, and the gopis run to me. You're obligated. You're duty-bound. They have no duty. Their duty is not to worship me. Their dharma is not to go to me because they're married and they run away in the middle of the life. And I like those people who break all the rules and are not faithful to their husbands more than you chaste ladies. I mean, this is outrageous. So I think Gail has a legitimate question. So, I think the answer here is the queens are in fact direct expansions of the principal gopis. They're just expansions, not different living entities. They're not jivatmas. They're expansions of the principal gopis. It's the same person in a different relationship. And that expansion inspires Vibhav in Dwarka, which is another type of love, but it's also an inspiration to Gopi Bhava because they remind him of them. And it's part of that rasa or bhav. It's like the principal gopis. The principal gopis, there's eight principal gopis. They're all manifestations of different aspects of Radharani's qualities. It's called Kaya Vyuha. It's the same person expanded. Kind of. No, that's not Kaya Vyuha. That's different because that's expansion in the exact way. But I think it's called Velas, or Velas expansions. So, and really, ultimately, in the heart of every devotee is the pleasure of Krishna. So every devotee will serve the union of Radha and Krishna. And Radharani, she fights to be with Krishna only because she has a greater capacity to love Krishna. She has a greater capacity to love Krishna. And she didn't. So they're happy. This is real love. Love is the pleasure of Krishna. Everyone's happy for the pleasure of Krishna, and they also have their own relationship with Krishna. Their own essence gives Krishna pleasure. But they also are happy that Krishna can get more pleasure someplace else. This is pure, unalloyed love. Now Krishna continues, Aho Bhamini Janihi Tattan Mama Mahasukam Mahimapi Samam Hitpa Dastau Tatro Chitaspate. Ah, willful woman, please understand all that I relish in Vraja gave me the highest pleasure. And though the glory of those times has now abandoned me, it still resides in that most worthy place. He's saying, I'm not as happy. He cannot feel fully satisfied because that's the full capacity. That's the ultimate reality. The ultimate reality is Krishna and his Shakti, his Purna Shakti, Radha. Mayachitat apasayam. That's what Vyasadeva saw. He saw this exchange. And it's the Mahashukam. It's the highest pleasure, Mahima, the greatness of the highest pleasure. And Tatra Uchita Ast, and there's a suitable location. It's a suitable location. And where that love is, it still resides in that place. It's not going to be found here in Dwarka. There's too much Aishwarya. There's too much opulence. I manifest too much opulence as a king. And that creates a slight distance and a slight obligation that makes the love not as strong as that. So we have to understand also that Krishna, being God, operates on many, many, many different platforms. On many, many different platforms he operates. It's not, you know, so this is a bhav, and it's a bhav being with his wives and attachment, and it's a bhav being with his wives and attachment. And he's a Kila Rasamrita Murti. He's not limited in its expression and enjoyment of an infinite variety of loves. Chitrati chitrai ruchira piharai anandapato jitaranga magna nagya shisham natri inanitani tatan mahamohana lokasanga. When submerged in the waves of that ocean of ecstasy, enjoying the ever-fresh, charming pastimes of Raja, I was so attracted to each of the all chanting residents that I never even noticed the passing of the nights and the days. Krishna's pastimes are chitrati, more charming than any other attraction. They can attract the mind of everyone in the universe. Thus, the time and place of those pastimes are uniquely sacred. And the spiritual potency of the devotees who take part in Krishna's sports are impossible to measure, for those devotees can chant Lord Krishna himself. The power of that love enchants Krishna. Krishna is so attracted to the residents of Vrindavan that he becomes Madan, Mohan, Mohini. Radha is the one who bewilders the bewilderer of Cupid. It's a force of devotion. And that's what's trying to be expressed, that there is an ultimate reality here. And through the expressions of these leelas or pastimes, some understanding can come through and a faith, an experience of it, but also a cognitive satisfaction that, yes, the ultimate reality must be this, the highest loving exchange. And this is somehow an expression of that, where there's an ontological, an existential separation that's so deep that even in the presence of your lover, you feel it. There's nothing deeper than this love, because there's nothing more beautiful than Krishna, who is all attractive. And we cannot imagine how attractive he is. We cannot imagine how attractive is the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. We can't conceive of that practically. And what that would feel like if a drop of that remembrance entered into our heart when we're chanting the holy name. What would that be like if we even had an aspiration and a sincere desire and prayer for that? Balya krida ko tu nukhanai vate te saitya shreshta marita kalayopi ishto nirdam yashu nisharito so anam sabye dhari govardhanasa. As the simple daylight of my childhood sports I killed eminent demons. As in simple daylight, simple, I killed. I quickly subdued the evil Kaliya and sent him into exile, and in my left hand I held Govardhan Hill. So in any discussion of Krishna's pastimes, very often there's a remembrance of them, not the whole pastime. Vajravalastava describes one verse of all Krishna's eternal associates, and devotees read that because it's an inspiration. If I say Srila Prabhupada, his name, form, qualities, pastimes can be awakened in your heart if you have that devotion for them. Right? Some of you remember Krishna Mohan, a great devotee in Tuwako. If I say his name, you feel his softness, you see his face, you hear his poetry, We see his wife, Satyabhama. This is Udipan. This is an inspirational. Krishna's saying, my childhood pastimes, they're not difficult. Simple delight, as the simple delight of my childhood, not daylight. Wow. I was trying to figure it out, you know, reconciling. As a simple delight of my childhood, I can, easy. Not at all, Krishna says. They're child's play. They're like dolls. These demons were very powerful. They had mystic powers. And they easily killed them. Kali and Putana. Sport. In other words, it's leela. It's delight. It's play. It's not obligatory. It's not work. It's not karma. It's leela. It's play. A child doesn't have karma. A child has leela or play. God has leela or play. And even the killing of demons, holding up the Govardhan Hill in the pinky of his left hand. Play, play. I was so absorbed in that ocean of contentment that having to talk to such demigods as Brahma and watch them offer me prayers and homage seemed like a painful disturbance. I forgot the work I had for the demigods. So Krishna is a god, and he has a government. But leela, his play, he has no time for those things. No consideration. It seems like a hum. It seems like a disturbance. And therefore, Vismaran, I forget Deva Kritya, my work with the demigods. I forget that this Brahma are the demigods. Why I forget? Because Nimagna Santosh Arnava, the ocean of satisfaction, I was absorbed. Because this is my leela, this is my play, this is my happiness. Rupena Veshena Ravamatena Vamsyascha Purva Nuditena Vishvam Samohitam Prema Varena Kutam Chishtantu Dure Vrajavasina Se. My beautiful form, my dress, and the nectarian sound of my flute, never heard before, enchanted the whole universe with overwhelming love of Godhead. So what to speak of how these affected the residents of Raj? So is Rupena, by his form, age, dress, Ravamitena, the nectar sound of that flute, never heard before. It chanted everyone. But what to speak of those who have the most love? What it does to their heart? And that's what we pray for. We pray to hear the flute sound of Krishna. And we pray to have the love to appreciate the flute sound of Krishna. Krishna's beauty never diminishes, even when he leaves Vrindavan to reside elsewhere for more than 100 years. Only in his nostalgic retrospect does Krishna think he was more beautiful during his youth, but because of Vrindavan's special sweet mood, created by the spontaneous attraction between Krishna and his devotees there and nowhere else, Krishna feels free to add certain items to his appearance, like a peacock feather in his hair. And only in Vrindavan does Krishna play his flute. thus enhanced, Krishna's natural charm allures the entire world, creating a transcendental taste that defeats all kinds of material enjoyment and is millions of more times relishable than the impersonal happiness called Brahmananda. Everyone in the universe can taste this highest bliss of Vrindavan by hearing about it from the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, as presented by pure devotees, Vaishnava. Thus, the supreme bliss of Krishna consciousness is available anywhere. Still, those who can live directly with Krishna in Vrindavan and relish his association not only with their ears, but with all their senses, are certainly most fortunate. Learned scholars of the Vedas therefore conclude that the greatest perfection of life is to follow successfully in the footsteps of the Vrajavasis, and in the course of time be invited to take residence in the Vrajavasis' eternal abode. It's very interesting. In Vrindavan, you can experience all the senses, become absorbed in Krishna, all the senses, and that's the glory of Vrindavan. Of course, when Krishna sent back the wives of the Brahmins, I have to put something like a throat lodge. When Krishna sent back the wives of the Brahmins, he told them, you don't need to be here. Physical proximity is not as great as the proximity to me by proximity to me by your service. Previous week, Tripurari Swami was here, so only the Tripurari Swami. He said, we're not interested in seeing. Someone asked me, can you see Krishna? He said, I'm not running after Krishna to see Krishna. I'm running after Krishna to serve Krishna. Krishna is there in the bhava, in the devotion, in the mood, and the service. But at the same sense, we don't neglect or minimize Mathura Vas, personally residing in Vrindavan. And, you know, it's urbanized. I don't care. Every year I get more and more and more from Vrindavan. More. Because as you deepen yourself, as you humble yourself, as you appreciate Krishna consciousness, as you appreciate Krishna, you see it more through all the senses. Like I'm giving class, you're hearing me, but you see me. You see my hands wailing away. You see me. You see me. So Vrindavan is experienced through all the senses. And those who are deep meditators, when they meditate on Krishna's pastimes, they just don't meditate on the visual. They meditate on the sounds. They meditate on the fragrances. They meditate on the feel of the soft sands of Raman Reti. They try to experience all of these things. I tell that story. Very wonderful lady. Bakhtin Suzanne. She's from Croatia. She's blind, and I met her there. She's a very beautiful singer. I was at the Kirtan retreat. And she read about Vrindavan. So she came with her husband to Vrindavan, and she was on a main road during Kartik. That was the only room she could get. And that was the only room she can get, and she was distressed because all she was hearing Yeah. Her sense of hearing is heightened because when you lose one sense, the power goes into others. Hearing trucks rumbling. And they came to me and said, come, you come tomorrow. I'll show you the real Vrindavan. And the breezes of the Jamuna and the fragrance of the flowers and the sounds of the birds. We went out to the forest and the feeling of the soft sands at our feet. She was seeing Vrindavan. And in ecstasy. So, here it says, all these things are attractive, but what to speak of the Vrajavasi and the real Vrajavasis who have that spontaneous love for Krishna? Because Krishna only manifests himself fully in Vrindavan. I know this one lady in the Middle East, and she's a Krishna bhakta in a place where if they ever found out, they would kill her and her whole family. But somehow or other, she just wrote me, so many people are coming. It's not that you can, you know, go in the middle of Saudi Arabia or Iran or Syria, you know, and do a food for life and see who you can get off the street to come to the temple. You do that in one of these countries. You know, here in America, you become upset, then you go on these ridiculous websites and spout your... whatever your upset is, they hurt me. So imagine in these countries, if there's one dissatisfied devotee, they can come and cut off your head, and it's legal. This lady, she's very interested. And she plays Krishna in dramas. And she had this beautiful drama in Govardhan. I'm trying, if I have it on my computer, you can see it. The backdrop is Govardhan Hill. The best, purest Vrijabasi Rasleela singers were on the side, and these international devotees, and she also plays Krishna. And she's very beautiful for, as a Krishna. And so she tries to come to India as much as possible because of a deeper expression. So she comes and she visits these young people that grew up with the Ras Leela. And she just wrote me, she said, it's so edifying. Someone said, you know, your face is just like Krishna, she says, but for the Vrijabasis, you don't walk like Krishna. I thought, what a meditation. Who thinks of that? How Krishna walks. And that's in your blood? In Varsana? That's in your blood? That you're particular how Krishna walks? You know, because some of the Vrijabasis come to watch the drama. They're invited. Your walking is not like Krishna. There's something very deep and very special about Braja that invokes Krishna to reveal his heart to the greatest degree by blowing on his transcendental flute and expressing his heart for others to see. Okay, today because of other obligations here, it's really beautiful. I mean, it's the devotees and Baladev's cooking a brunch. You've been up here. Satyut March has his house across the street, and Mother Kalini next door, and my house is here, and Sachi's house is there. That's four separate houses. And then his daughter in the back, like four or five houses, and maybe they'll buy another one. And people are always visiting, so we're going to have a community brunch with Radhanath Swami. And Radhanath Swami actually spent some time at Satyut March. That'd be nice with Pastor Bryant and some yoga people that became interested, came down from Syracuse that I met in India. I saw how satisfied Sachi is, and Sachi Sutta. And it's a good example. When you get out of the consciousness that everything is mine and begin to see things in the consciousness that everything is Krishna's, Krishna reciprocates by sending the devotees. Nandadula, I will visit you. I got that email into the tree. I'm just seeing that when I can get out there. Very happy. Doesn't matter where you are. If you make that facility, and you're in that consciousness, it attracts devotees. So there's always devotees up here. Bhakti Marg's here. Samantha's here. Very nice lady. Became a devotee in Athens, Ohio. Another Kalini's here. And Nandarani, who's such a typist. Advaita is here. Professor Bryant. Kahanath Swami is here. With some people visiting Satsuk Maharaj. This lady Tara, who's coming from Syracuse, will join us. And that's every week it can be different people. That's very sweet. Anybody like to ask a question? Would anybody like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This is Gail.
Gail, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yeah.
I appreciate your trying to address my concern.
But they're not satisfied yet.
Yeah, I mean, to say that, you know, well, Satyabhama is Radharani anyway, I don't know, somehow or other, it didn't really heal the heart. Probably some material impurity. You know, I mean, to say, you know, is this personally, you know, on my level, it's hard to appreciate love in the form of anger.
What?
That's my personal thing.
What?
Well,
you understand that, and I'm going to say two things. I can understand. Okay. Keep on trying, Gail. That's all I can say. It's sweet. Yeah. I understand what your point is.
But thank you for trying.
You know what I feel like? I'm a little kid playing Little League baseball, you know, and I tried to, you know, and I hustled and I ran around first and I tried to get a double and I slid into second and I was out and the coach said, yeah, good try. Okay. Thank you, Gail. Anybody else like
Thank
to say
you.
Hello?
Hello. Thank you.
And Johnny.
Yes, Maharaj.
I felt your intent listening because you like to hear Krishna about Krishna.
Thank sure you. Do, and the way you give it, it just makes that love desire increase. Thank you, Maharaj.
Oh, so nice to hear your sweet voice, Indrani. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. It's Chris in Pennsylvania.
Chris, I'm definitely planning on getting out there. I just haven't coordinated it yet, but will do. Thank you. Anybody else
Thank
like
you,
to say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Govardhan Bhaktadas.
Okay, we'll be there next Saturday. Looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it. I'm psyched up. Great. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. And thank you for classes.
Okay, Amir, I'll just ask you right now is status that may come next, on the 7th for that program.
Yes.
Well, you can let me know if she can stay over that night, if it's free for her to just stay over. She doesn't have to come back the same day. You can let me know, okay?
I'm sorry, Maharaj. Right? There's a lot of stuff
Beta.
Here. Who?
Yeah, Vedika is coming.
Oh,
Vedika. Yeah.
Of course.
Just to stay over there. Okay, then I'll let her know. Okay, thank you. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Nanda Dulal, Hari Bo, and then I think. Yeah, I got that letter. I have to come out there for sure.
Okay.
And Shastra. Anybody on this side might have to visit. Jai Shastra. Hi, Bo. Is Guru Grimar still there?
He flew out yesterday. I'm in Philly with Hari Ashra in a car full of devotees listening to your class.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Hari Ashra, Hari Bo. It's great. I wish you could just be a fly in the wall when Satsrup Maharaj and Radhanath Swami have their ecstatic exchange. I'm not even going there because I see Satsrup Maharaj all the time. But very sweet. Okay, thank you. Anybody else like to say hello? Okay, I have to go now anyway. All right, Krishna. Bunch of couple juice.